Hello and welcome to Thriving Mothers Talk Radio, where busy working women come to thrive. And now, here are your hosts, Susan Geyer and Mary McHenry. Hi, this is Mary.
And this is Sue, and we're together again. So, Mary, it must be time to thrive.
I think so. Sue and I are coaches, moms, entrepreneurs, speakers, and more. And we're here to get together with you today to help you build thriving lives for yourselves and your families, just like we are. And today we want to talk about the importance of clarity.
Such an important topic, absolutely.
Big one.
Big one. Because I know that so many people are feeling kind of off kilter right now, and so many women and men in their businesses are trying to figure it all out and sometimes get paralyzed by that lack of clarity, kind of the fog that comes in and being bombarded by all different kinds of news and not quite sure what steps to take next.
Yeah, there's something about the clarity that's such a key. Even if we can find a glimpse of it, you know, in the midst of, like you said, everything that's happening, it really can ground us and reconnect us with why we're doing what we're doing, right, Sue?
Absolutely, and make our businesses really successful. Just today, one of my clients who would work with me and his business has really taken off in the past 4 or 5 months, referred another client to me, and he said she needs you to help focus her. And he called me up first to introduce me to this client, and she needs, and you helped me so much to get clear and to really know what I want to do in my business, and that's what she needs. And so he is recognizing it in other businesses. It's a business professional he does some work with. And so business professionals are noticing it of each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clear.
Why do you think it's so important, Sue? What changes for somebody when they get focused or clear in their business?
Well, I'll use this gentleman as an example. Is that when you're not clear, you seem to go off in many different directions. You're not sure, which activity to do first, where to focus your energy. Mm. And when we talk about spinning plates, I think spinning plates comes from not being clear as to your goals, your vision, what you want for your life and your business. And so you're going on, you're almost starting and stopping. You go down one path. And then, it's not quite sure that that's it. And you go down another path. So you might have a lot of unfinished projects.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're looking at multiple things to do and not sure what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either a lot of wasted energy or stuck energy.
Yeah, it reminds me of somehow when you were saying that, I was imagining like a little rabbit, running around trying to find a place to hide.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And that hiding, you're right, Mary, is so true. Oftentimes, people will take one of two paths, either just the hopping around or they'll find that place to hide and just hang out and their business declines because they're afraid to take a path.
Yeah.
Because they aren't sure about what the outcome could be. And so they don't step up and be courageous to do something.
I know. As a coach, sometimes I need to call people on that place where they're hiding and say, you know, the clarity is going to set you free. You need to trust me, you know, that we need to look at this. You need to look at this. And come on out, little bunny, and, you know, look this right in the face. I had a client the other day who just, you know, it was hard, but she really took a look at her business really isn't profiting her a dime. She's between her employees and what she's putting out expense-wise, she really isn't bringing home a dime for herself. And as hard as that was for her to look at, it's really woken her up in her business. And she realizes, you know, she's pregnant and she needs some profit.
Right.
So it was a great awareness.
And that clarity sometimes can feel, and as you were describing that story, I feel like the cold water in the face.
Mm-hmm.
However, we use the cold water in the face to wake ourselves up because it sounds like from what you described, she's working really hard. She might be doing something she loves, she might not. But if she's doing something she loves, and even if she's working really hard, if it's not benefiting her financially, which I would guess would be one of her goals, getting clarity on, yes, my goal is to make some money, mm-hmm. and I need to then make the necessary changes. Once she has that clarity, she can start taking very specific action steps. And one of those action steps may even choose not to own it, and that's always an option, you know, but it's there.
Yeah.
And she may choose to own it and act differently.
Mm-hmm.
So huge. And I think one of the things you just said, Mary, is one of the first things, and since we have a short show, we'll just kind of go through some of the highlights of strategies for our listeners that if you're knowing somebody that's not clear or you yourself is not clear, here's some strategies that can help you move towards clarity.
Yep. Shall we do that when we come back from our quick break?
Sure, we can do that.
All right.
Hey, everybody, listen up. It's time for your favorite part of the show. The Thriving Mothers present the 1 Minute Thriving Tip.
We're always looking for simple ways to help our children have less stress in their lives since we're always so busy. A simple way to decrease the stress in your children and your life is to hang some family photos. Family photos are visual reminders of the connection we share with other people, says psychologist Susan Newman, author of Little Things Long Remembered. And research shows that children who grow up with strong family traditions, photos, and stories are on average happier than those who don't. It also helps you. Gazing at your children or pets or family photos instantly causes a surge in oxytocin, the hormone that makes you feel loved. Now that's a way to get de-stressed. Have a great day.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the 1 Minute Thriving Tip. Now back to our show.
Welcome back. Mary and Sue here, and we're going to give you some tips and strategies to get back to clarity.
And before we do that, I want to do a quick shout out to Mike for stopping by our blog at the Thriving Mothers Cafe and also checking our website out at stopspinningplates.com. And he posted a nice comment. And so a shout out to Mike out there.
Thanks, Mike.
We like your comments too. So I think the first thing you had said was that you helped, as a coach, you helped your client. And I think that is one of the very first things, is having somebody else's eyes, you know, look at, on your business. And right now, often when there isn't clarity, people are afraid to make investments in their business, to kind of step out.
Mm.
And this is the time when you really need to be making those investments in yourself and your business.
Yeah. It's so worth it. So the highlights, we've got three of them, right? And the first one is ask for and invest in support.
Yeah.
And that can look a lot of different ways.
Yeah. You want to talk about a few of those, Mary?
One for me is that I use myself and I recommend to my clients a lot is creating a mastermind group, a group of small, medium-sized group of people who are there for bouncing ideas off of, for going to with challenges so that there's more than one brain on the situation. We meet regularly. We meet once a week on the phone with my mastermind group, and we always have a simple format that we go through where everybody says what they've been doing, where their challenges are, and what their intentions are for the week to come. And a group like that I found very useful just for the bigger vision, getting the bigger vision, like you said, getting some eyes on it.
Yes, and Mastermind, as many listeners might know, comes from Napoleon Hill, who coined the first Mastermind, and they are extraordinarily effective bringing multiple minds together. And not only are you part of one, but Mary, you and I run different mastermind groups, both via the telephone or in person.
Yep.
So we have found them to be very effective for the participants, and we have participated together as a partnership in mastermind groups as well. Another type of support to invest in is having a coach. Both of us are coaches. We both use coaches, always have invested in coaches, because it's just really good to have someone else take a look from different angles at my business, and also helping me grow and stretch. And always, two minds together create much more than either one apart.
And another level of support that I always go back to is I get in touch with what supports me spiritually, through prayer or walking or whatever it is. And I often recommend that for my clients. What is it that supports you to feel calm, relaxed, open, receptive? And sometimes that's a good long walk.
Yeah. So there's some simple ways, and that, a good long walk doesn't even cost you anything.
That's right.
And others where you really want to invest time and energy and perhaps money in being able to get that clarity and then create a life that's easier and a business that just continues to run very smoothly and gives you joy. And that's what it's all about, is being able to serve who you're meant to serve with joy.
Well said. So number one is ask for and invest in support. Number two, get back in touch with your passion.
So a question I always ask myself is, why did I start this business in the first place? So why, or even why do I do what I do? And what are the people I serve, what are they going to receive from working with me? And that always jazzes me up. And sometimes I'll, write that, or I'll yell it, or I'll really get in touch with that. So really getting in touch with your passion. And in the book Stop Spinning Plates, we have a tool that helps you create a passion statement instead of your mission statement, your passion statement.
Yeah. And I'm going to look that page up really quick. I don't have it right in front of me. I'm going to grab it. But I love what you said about shouting it out loud. because that reminds me, a good way to, and what our passion statement, I think, can help people get down to a one sentence or two, is affirmation, creating affirmations.
Yeah, I work with, and this works whether you're doing a passion. I would have a passion statement for your business. I'd have a passion statement for your life. If you're work outside the home, a passion statement for your career. I teach as part of a doctoral program, and they have to do a career portfolio. And one of the things I implemented when I started teaching this a couple years ago was a change from a mission statement, which is a lot of to-dos and tasks, to the students create a passion statement for their career, for their doctoral program, and then beyond that for their career. And, exactly that question, why they want to do, why are they doing that particular career, and how do they want to feel, and what is their passion around it? And it's been very interesting how that has really reconnected them with their desire, and it supported them. And several students have said, I've looked back on that as I'm going through my doctoral program or once I started my career, to reconnect me with why I chose the path that I chose.
Great. It expresses and stands for the best in us. That's what I'm getting from our book, that it expresses and stands for the best in us, something that you and I are passionate about right there.
Absolutely. So if you're ever not quite sure what the next step to take, kind of go back to why y'all started in the beginning.
Yep.
And so the second one would be really reconnect with your passion, your passion statement. And then third one, and then we're just talking about where you're going, is reconnect with your vision.
And if you're saying, what vision?
Is anybody out have that it's going vision for my business, or and I like to say your written vision. So
yeah.
If you don't know where you're going, that's oftentimes when we get unclear because we don't know where our business is going. You know, even one month from now, or 3 months, or 5 years. Do you still want to have this business, or do you, you know, this lifestyle 3 years from now?
Mm.
You don't even have to go that far out. 1 year from now, a month from now. Where do you see your life going? Because so many people are just going through life almost kind of letting life, push them around instead of getting clear and being in choice. And that's one of the things that we are so passionate about is people being in choice, making choices and being conscious and making decisions based on being conscious and in choice. So that you have to be clear to do that. And so really saying, what do I want for my life?
Yeah.
Where am I going? And then writing that down, connecting with it. And it doesn't mean that everything that's on that paper is set in stone and the exact way it's going to have to go. I have a lot of clients who are afraid to write visions because what if I don't make it?
Uh-huh.
So I often say, and what if you do?
Yeah.
It's more that you're often afraid that what if I do achieve what's on my vision, and more often than not, people who write it down do achieve and more what they've written. It's not the opposite.
It's true. It's true. And, boy, once you start getting these pieces of clarity, once you start claiming them, I guess that's what it feels like, because, you know, sometimes I say to my clients and to myself and to my son, you know, where's your power? Where's your strength right now? You know, if and I think that this is so important right now because so many people are feeling like the things that were strong foundations maybe aren't so reliable. But it has to come from within us. So I think all of this talk about clarity and these three tips of getting support, reconnecting with your passion, and sitting down and really letting yourself look at your vision and have one, I think you're just crucial right now for all of us because where's your power, you know? It's inside.
Yeah.
It's inside.
Yeah, cause somebody, people are looking outside for anchors.
Yep.
You know, something to hold on to, something to believe in, something to keep them safe, keep them secure. And there's less and less of that out there. But you and yourself, like you said, your power is still there.
Yeah.
You might need to sometimes dig deep to find it, and these tools and strategy can certainly help you do that. And so by looking within, as you just said, you be your own anchor.
Yep.
And then once you're your own anchor, you can be the one sometimes that others can look to for that security.
Mm-hmm.
And then you help them find their own anchor.
Yeah. So we're really saying find it, even though it seems like a really hard time for some people right now to look at what the clarity is, it's so, so important. So we cheer you on. We, you know, just want to say try these things. Try even one of these things. Get some support. Find out again what your passion is. Reconnect with that. And do something about your vision. Look at it.
And then tell us about it. We'd love to hear about it.
We would love to hear about it.
We'll cheer you on.
We'll shout it out.
Absolutely. Be our next shout out.
Great, Sue. Always good to talk with you.
You too. Have a wonderful day out in Colorado.
I will. You have a great day in Pennsylvania.
Hey, bye, everybody.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Thriving Mothers Talk Radio. Thanks so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at thrive@thriveforsuccess.com. That's thrive@thrive4success.com. Call us anytime on our listener comment line, 214-615-6505. Mailbox number 1877 pound. That's 214-615-6505, mailbox 1877 pound. And find our book on Amazon.com. Just type in Stop Spinning Plates. Thanks again for listening, and keep thriving.